Hello?
This is Dr. Kissinger, Mr. President.
Hello?
Well, how's it going today?
President.
You got any more of your work done?
Yes, I think we are going to make February 8th now. We are making good progress. We're doing about a chapter a day now.
Boy, I know it's a terrific job. Well,
yeah, but I think this time we'll get a much better reception. Last year we put it out in the middle of the Laotian period.
Oh, God, that's right. It was rough, wasn't it?
And, well, they didn't attack it, but they sort of buried it because they weren't about to give you credit for it.
Well, I suppose this time there'll be we may expect that they'll be banging around there in Tukor and a few other places from what Al tells me, but... But we aren't... we can't do anything about it, Henry. I mean, as Al was saying, you know, if the South Vietnamese can't handle it now, they never will be able to.
Well, that's right, but that's where our move next week is going to help a lot, because if their answer to our peace offer is an offensive...
Right.
That should certainly help us in public opinion here.
Yeah, that is why I think making it perhaps on that date,
on the whole, the best
18th
day.
Is better than waiting, because we just don't know when they're going to start hitting.
I think
otherwise, it might look like a reaction to an offensive.
Exactly.
And
I think basically the Russians are putting them up to it to overshadow the... We have an intelligence report today in which one of their people in Paris says they're going to do it so that they, in February, so that they can overshadow your trip to Peking.
Uh-huh. Well, it won't do that.
I don't think they've got that much power.
Yeah. It won't.
On the other hand, it's a double-edged sword for them, because if they do it at that time, you're overshadowing their offensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And from what I hear from Haig, and you, of course, have had a chance to talk to him personally, and to the others, I don't think there's any question anymore that they're going all out to make the...
Oh, that's right. I haven't talked to the others except briefly, but Haig gave me a rundown.
But they've paid the price now, and they have no interest. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they were to make the trip a failure, they've already paid the price for the trip, so they've got a heavier investment than we have.
Sure. Anything further on your De Brennan? Have you checked with him yet?
As I've checked, he's coming in around the 15th.
I see.
And I've left word that I want to see him as soon as he comes in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way to leave it. In the meantime, you have pending the thing from Stans, which...
Right. I'll talk to Stans again tomorrow. And, but that thing is going... I have no doubt, Mr. President, they are going to try to embarrass us at the Peking summit.
Mm-hmm.
They are really not so much attacking us as Peking.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, fine. Then you can see them. See him on the 15th, and that's that.
I'll see him. I think
if he wants, he'll want to.
15th and 20th.
But he's already in.
That he'd be in.
They've already indicated he wants to see you, haven't they?
Oh yes. Oh yes. They've already said he wants to see me as soon as he comes in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Did you talk to anybody there? Just have him call Voronzov or what?
No, I talked to Voronzov.
Oh, you did.
Yes.
And
there's no. I have every.
How was his temperature?
Oh, he's very friendly. They, in their turn, Mr. President, they are taking a cheap shot at the Chinese right now.
Right.
But as soon as that one is over, they're going to go all out on theirs.
Well, they'll want to overshadow the Peking one, won't they?
Of course.
That's what I would think.
I think they have too heavy an investment in there.
Right. Right. Well, okay, Henry. We'll, I'll be out of touch now. I'm going to Camp David in a couple of minutes, and I'll be out of touch till Thursday afternoon. I've got to go into some writing, so I won't.
Well, I'll be back.
But if there's something you have to call me about, you call me, but I won't be calling you, okay?
Well, I'll be coming back Thursday.
The same with
Mr. President. I'll bring a draft of that other thing.
Same with Haig. I'm not going to talk to him either, so if you let him know that, get in touch with me if there's anything I need to know, but otherwise I'm not going to talk to anybody.
Well, we won't bother you.
I'll have to concentrate on the domestic stuff in this. The meantime, Haig was telling me the Laotians want three Arvin divisions in there. Of course, that's out of the question.
Yeah.
Darwin wouldn't go without our helicopters, et cetera, and we're just not going to go into that right now.
No.
Too bad, but...
it's a tragedy because we're on the verge of victory.
That's right. That's right. What do you project in Laos? Just continued deterioration?
I think they're going to lose. They're going to... I think they're going to make a major gain in the north, and they may have an upheaval in Vientiane. But on the other hand, it's a sign of weakness on their part that they are, that they have to operate on the fringes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there'll be some discussion of Laos here, but let's face it, most Americans are going to say, stay the hell out.
And I think we'll be dominating the news now.
Because when we went into Laos last year, we didn't go in for the purpose of Laos, you know, we pointed that out. We went in for our own purposes. Right. How's the weather? Pretty good, I hope?
It's warmed up. It's perfect.
Isn't that good?
It wasn't like that last
year. Sit out in your little patio there and
right.
Get a little sun.
Right.
Okay, Henry. Goodbye.
You're on Thursday.
You bet. Bye.